tuning in to Podcast Viewfinder. Thanks for tuning in to this week's Podcast Viewfinder. We look at the world around you, the news, movies, video games, music, TV shows, social media, and commercials to see what worldview they promote. Everything pushes a worldview, and we want to help you find your view.
He made them murder my husband. He will take everything we have.
So you seek revenge.
I seek righteousness, but I'll take revenge.
Hey everybody, welcome to Podcast Viewfinder, episode 73. I'm your host, one of your hosts, Chris Shadowin.
Hey, and I'm James Helm.
I'm Luke.
Wow, that was really quiet.
Oh, man, yeah, you gotta get close to that. Alright.
And I'm Adrian.
Hey, Adrian, welcome
back. Everyone's back.
Adrian.
After last week's...
I know.
I had a terrible headache, I laid down and threw up later that night. So, last week's episode was a little...
So are you apologizing for how you were last episode?
No, I'm just saying why I was. I'm not going to apologize for who I am.
A little throw-up headache, boy. So, that opening quote was from Magnificent Seven, which three of the four of us saw, not Luke. He couldn't stay up past 10.
He doesn't like 10. Chris Pratt. It's weird. Least favorite actor.
Yeah, why don't
also,
like Chris
I don't
Pratt?
Have like $13 to spend on East on the showcase. Oh. If you guys went to AMC with the comfy seats and the cheap tickets,
first off,
maybe.
I read a sign. That's where I saw it.
I read a sign at I've got to support
showcase. Okay, hold on. So if you're not from our town, there are a bunch of theaters all owned by this, it's called Showplace Cinemas. And there's one theater that's AMC theaters that they now have all recliner chairs.
Yep.
And it's a lot cheaper.
Yep.
But we learned this from the Showplace that we were at. There was a sign that said locally owned and operated. And what did it say about other theaters in the area, which there's only one?
It said other theaters are operated by Martha.
No, the Wanda Group.
I thought you were about to say Martha Stewart.
No. It's operated by a Chinese company, and so they're getting at your patriotism there.
Yeah.
And honestly, yeah, I'm going to support local.
So no.
Adrian supports
I worked at
Chinese taking this over.
Yeah.
They're awful.
Hold on.
I do not like the owners, unfortunately.
Okay.
Wow! Like I feel like he just took
it. It is not a good environment. Like as an employee, I did not like it there.
Okay.
I felt mistreated as an employee, even though I worked really hard. And that's all I'm going to say.
Okay, it's fair. It's a fair statement.
And so that's why I don't like Showplace as much. I mean,
AMC.
You have no idea what AMC.
So
does.
I hadn't been to AMC in a long time, and we went there recently, me and my wife, and it was great. I did like those recliner seats. And
in the cheapness of it.
Yeah, it was.
But it doesn't work if you have a big party. You know why?
Do you have to buy your seats? Like, you reserve your seats.
Yeah.
So, and there's only like eight
only like
in a row.
Eight. Yeah, so you're like, oh man, I got nine people.
Yeah.
Just don't have that many friends. Like me.
Our girl alone. Like me.
Yeah, I was like, James, you only go to movies alone, so why does that affect you?
James didn't go alone. He went to...
He went with us. I
tried to go alone. I was going to sit at home.
There were several of us that went. Your other brother went. One of your other brothers.
Wait. You didn't try at all. You invited a bunch of people.
Keep going. All right. So what you guys been listening to, watching, playing? I picked this up again. The Witness. Thanks to Corbin, he's been on the podcast before. After our college ministry the other night, we played this game again. It came out on Xbox recently, and he started playing it. And so I started playing it again with him. I was like, I forgot how much I liked this game. So I went back and started playing it again, and I'm getting farther. And so here's what's cool about this game, because there'll be these puzzles in there. The whole game, and it's the worst game to explain, because you're on an island. It's open world. You can go wherever you want. And there are these puzzles, and the puzzles are a grid. There's lines.
You're doing a great job.
I know it's the worst game to explain because all it is.
I'm going to attempt to explain it right
progress,
now.
You get farther the more you play.
You draw lines on puzzles. There's a start and end point, but each puzzle has like a unique way of solving it. So it looks really simple, but you're like, oh, but I've got to do this, and I've got to make this shape in the puzzle. I've got to do these things, and it gets more and more increasingly hard to figure out.
More and more increasingly hard.
Yeah, it gets more difficult.
James, don't be criticizing.
It gets more difficult. more and more harder. I don't know. Anyways, so you'll be like playing a puzzle and like, I don't know what to do here, and you leave, and then you'll come back later and be like, oh, I know how to do this now, because as IGN described it, it's like learning a language. And so you like, at first you like learn, you know, the letters, and then you start learning a few words, and you like build your vocabulary, and then you can like speak sentences and stuff. And so,
in paragraphs.
Yeah.
Is it true that you played 72 hours in the last 3 days?
That is not true. I played quite a bit though, but not 60. I don't know how many hours I played. But okay, so the game, there's no like, you don't meet other people. There's these statues around the island. It's a little bit like Lost, because you'll find like there's a towel and like a drink sitting next to the towel, but the towel has like a symbol on it. You're like, oh, what's that from? So you're like, what kind of island is this? But you'll find these like little podcast thing. I don't know what they are. These little voice recorders. And you'll play them, and they're just philosophers talking about like life. And so there's a lot of worldview actually in this, because this one, I didn't listen to all of it because it was so long. It's probably like 10 minutes of this, like as some philosopher from the 70s, I think. So, but they were like reading it, and you're like, oh, this is interesting, because it's talking about like what's really important in life, and what's really like what life exists of, and why it matters. And you're like, oh, this is interesting that they throw this into. So you're walking around solving puzzles, and you find these little voicings that talk about the meaning of life.
And that's when you toss the table across the room, because you're like, I don't want to be educated while playing a game.
I know. I want entertain me only. So if you haven't played The Witness, it's great. There's nothing bad in it. There's no language. There's no anything. There's
language? People talk.
Just the voice recorders. Very little.
But there's no bad language.
There's no bad language. There's no murders yet.
Very colorful.
Yeah.
No, it is really colorful. Purgatory, it's very pretty. As far as you know, yeah. Because it is like...
like Lost. Okay. All right, anybody
spoilers.
Else?
Spoilers.
Well, I have gotten into an old game. It's called Mario Kart 64.
Oh, yeah. Adrian, did you bring the controllers?
I recently picked up a controller and some video cables so that we can play and relive the good old days.
N64.
Wait, why did you invite me to play?
I haven't played it yet.
Oh.
Mario Kart N64.
I'll beat you all.
I know.
Whatever. Wait. All right, let's bring it on after this.
So you have any more controllers in your car?
Yeah.
You okay. do?
Yeah, she has the other controllers. Yeah, because she's the one that had all the stuff.
Oh, and I bought controller for no reason. I brought one controller for
so you're
no
saying
reason.
I spent $60 on the new Mario Kart for no reason?
Exactly. Yeah,
we never play it?
Oh, we should start playing that again. Okay.
Yeah, Super Smash? Do you have any games? You just have the controller?
Let's not talk about that now.
All right, so...
I mean, we're talking about what I've been playing.
So Mario Kart is in 64 is... probably one of my favorite Mario Kart games. No, it's the best.
It is the best.
Yeah.
That's a lie, but obviously you have not played it in a long time because, man, that thing has aged terribly.
It was so balanced. You could just pick Toad and you'd win every time.
Toad, Yoshi.
It was Toad and Yoshi. If you didn't get Toad and Yoshi, you lost.
I'm terrible at it. I'm like, man, I can't turn right. I can't skid.
See, that's when they introduced the skidding, and they're like, there were shortcut secrets. They were like, really
so it's
good.
Like super simple. I'm like, man, I'm terrible.
Wario's Raceway, you could beat like in 2 seconds.
I'm like,
with the trick.
One simple trick. Wario hates him.
I'm waiting to play it with you guys. So that's what I've been playing. And Chris had already beaten everything in the game. So I'm always chasing his ghosts.
Oh.
Oh, that was the best. That's the best thing about Mario Kart, in my opinion, is the ghosts. I used to play the one for the Wii.
Yeah.
And I was at the regional for at least half a day. I had the regional record for one track. And then some guy beat me. And I just couldn't ever beat him again. We were
gave up.
You were rivals.
We were rivals. And then he beat me. And I saw his ghost. That's the thing. I saw what he did.
Yeah.
And I couldn't replicate it or beat it. And it was just...
the thing about ghosts, it shows you. You're like, oh, I see your
and
shortcut.
The online aspects, it's one of those competitive things that is kind of...
adds replay value.
Fun.
All right, we've been watching...
what have I been watching? So Star Wars Rebels Season 3.
Oh, sorry.
If you guys like Star Wars, it's a good... it's a good filler. It's in between... what happens between Episode 3 and Episode 4? Basically, when the Empire takes over and before Luke... helps destroy the Death Star.
Wait, the Clone Wars one is when? In between 1
in
and 2,
between,
right?
In between, yeah.
Okay.
2 and 3, not 1.
Okay.
2 and
yeah,
3.
So I started,
that one, Clone Wars, is really good.
I started watching those.
The problem about Clone Wars is that a lot of the main characters that you know they're not going to die.
Yeah.
Like Anakin, he's like, there's no way he's going to die. So in this one, they didn't...
wait, in the Rebels?
No, in Rebels, they introduce almost all new characters.
Because
almost everyone's
dead.
Okay, James. Anakin is dead.
We all know Anakin. Okay, all right.
Let me finish. This is going to be
quick.
Can
I finish? Okay.
But basically, they have all these new characters, so you don't know who's going to live, who's going to die, and they do kill off characters, and they have Darth Vader, and he's like, he's amazing. They make him just, like, completely crazy powerful. Like, no one can beat him. Except for, like, four people ganging up on him once. I think that's what happens. They didn't beat him, but they did hit him once.
Oh.
And then he beats them. But they introduce a new character. So the Force has always been, like, good versus evil.
Yeah.
And so they introduce a new character that's not a Jedi, but that can wield the Force. And he's, like, he was being asked by this Jedi Knight, so are you the good and the light? And he's like, I'm not any of them. He's like, he's basically, what he tells him, he's like, you guys, your fight is kind of petty. He's like, ooh. I walk the line between, because it's the only...
And they start playing I Walk the Line.
No, right? It's the only way, he talks about it, it's the only way towards peace, is he's like, you can't choose either.
Oh.
Because he's like, there will always be, what he's saying is, there, if there's a light side, there will always be a dark side.
And yeah. So, Buddhism?
Yeah, I mean, so the Force has always been a like a yin-yang type thing. But what he was just saying is like, you're afraid of all these things, but it's not really, it was really kind of hard to understand for a kid's show. I was like, well, this is pretty deep.
This has gotten real.
But he's like, he walks the line. He's neither good nor evil, or not good nor evil, light nor dark. He never said good nor evil, because you can be... He's a good guy.
Okay.
He's a good guy, but
he just doesn't fight.
He's not afraid
of
using what they would call the dark side, because he's like, I'm in control of myself. Gotcha. So it's just an interesting, because they never introduced those characters like at all.
Yeah.
And it was just one of those guys who's just like, I'm better than all you guys. And then he went back to sleep, because apparently he was like in an ancient slumber. And the Force was in such disturbance, it woke him up. And he's just like
guys, let's cut it out. Wow. Okay, that reminds me, I've been reading Joshua, and in it, today I was reading where the angel shows up, and Joshua's like, oh, whose side are you on? And he's like, I'm on God's side. He's like, I'm not on, like, it's almost like, I'm not going to get into your petty, like, worldly fights or whatever. He's like, I'm on the Lord's side. He's like, are you for or against us? He's like, I'm for the Lord. Like, he's like, basically, it's like, you're kind of, are you good? Are you light side or dark side? He's like, I'm for the
Force. Yeah, that's sort of what he talks about. He's like, the Force has a purpose, but people, they take the extremes, and then they start fighting each other. But if you watch Star Wars, pretty much all of Star Wars sums up, as long as there's a Jedi, there's going to be a dark side.
Yeah.
I mean, if you watch the new one specifically, you're like, what? Didn't they solve the problem with Darth Vader dying and the Emperor dying in the same movie? Clearly not.
Darth Maul's robot body was still alive.
Oh, he shows up, too.
All right. Don't spoil it. All right, Adrian.
You're the one who said Darth Maul's robot body.
I have been watching on Netflix. It's a BBC miniseries called Jonathan Strange and Mr. Norrell.
Ooh.
And it's based off of a book. I picked it up a while ago because it was referred to as like an adult, like harder version of Harry Potter.
What does that mean?
Yeah, I don't know.
Harry Potter was pretty tough at the end.
No, it more like it reads like a classic novel.
Oh.
So that's what I mean by like
more like
harder to read.
Like real dark witchcraft, and they teach you how to do spells.
No. I didn't finish reading it, so I watched the show instead.
Looks always better than the show.
So it's like a world where England used to have magic as part of an everyday kind of lifestyle, but magic. then it died out. And so there are these two guys. There's a prophecy saying two magicians will restore magic to England again. So Jonathan Strange is one of them,
and Harry Potter.
Then Mr. Norrell is the other one. So the worldview, I was thinking about this today, is that Jonathan Strange and Mr. Norrell, they're actually enemies the whole time, and they're against each other. But Jonathan Strange is more like pushing the boundaries. Let's see how far magic can go, what can we do with it? And then Mr. Norrell is like, no, we need to restore the gentleman's magic. And it's like,
use a rabbit, I am pulling from a hat.
It's like, only use it when the government asks us, and like, we'll use it in wars and things like that, but it's very strict rules and things that we follow, so they kind of butt heads about that.
Ooh, that reminds me of an anime, right, James?
The rules of magic.
Do not ruin my thing with your anime.
What? It's anime corner already?
No, what?
I just want to know, why did they just decide magic was lame, and they're like, I'm not going to do magic anymore. Is that why it died off, or was it because people
were... It was too hard to do. I was watching some card tricks last night, and this guy, Shin Lim, is amazing. He won, like, the Magician's thing in 2016 for close-up magic. He was on Penn & Teller's Fool Us. He does this, like, card trick that you're just like, what? It's insane how he does
that. What about the guy with no arms?
Yeah, that guy was really good, too. His stubs. Yeah, but
I don't know if we could say that on air.
I don't know what else to call it. It's not offensive.
Is that offensive? He doesn't have hands, and he was able to do a magic trick that, even with hands, I've just been...
Like, yeah, but he had, like, he doesn't have limbs, yeah, but he has like nubs, right? That's not an improper term, I don't think.
No,
I don't know.
He doesn't listen.
Okay,
man.
So
hey, speaking of magic tricks, there is a magic trick in the movie we watched, Magnificent Seven.
It's a great magic trick.
Well, I missed the whole movie. So
okay, so our topic of the week we're going to talk about is the new TV pilots, because this is like my favorite time of year. Because I've already got, like, so many shows I watch, and I'm like, what else can I add to my list of stuff?
It was your favorite time of the year because of next week's big event.
The Fall Festival.
Yes.
Oh
man. That is my favorite time of year.
What about today's big event?
Okay, and then we'll talk about that included in this, because it's not really a TV pilot, but it's something big on TV. So, so the first one, Designated Survivor, I think Adrian and I are the only ones that watch this one.
Yep.
Okay, so it's Jack Bauer, also known as Kiefer Sutherland, that... he finally gets to be the president. I was so excited. So, the pilot is... This is the actual thing, right? The Designated Survivor. Mm-hmm. So, when Congress goes into a meeting, so it's a State of the Union address, so the president, everybody's there in this room, and they're like, okay, if something were to happen, then there's a Designated Survivor, and they are now the president. And so, everybody blows up. And
wow, you just gave it away.
It's in the pilot. It's in the preview. It's in the first 2 minutes of the show. So so you see what happens, and then Kiefer Sutherland, who was going to get fired that day, now becomes the president. And hilarity ensues. It's a comedy. No, I'm just kidding.
He's like, you know what? He'll come on, and they're his vice president and vice president.
She's like, my first order of business is party. No, so Adrian, you didn't like this as much as you thought you were going to.
No.
Why?
I had high hopes because I think the idea of a designated survivor is a really cool concept. So that whole idea, though, was over in about 10 minutes. Like,
what do you mean?
Like, he becomes president right away.
Yeah.
So, it just seems like...
That was in the preview. You knew that from the preview.
Well, yeah, but you would think that they could take... I think they could take a couple of episodes to, like, develop that. Because that's, like, the intrigue of the show.
Well, I disagree. What?
I just feel like, just the butt end, I didn't watch the show at all. I feel like what they could have done is just made it 24, but Designated Survivor. Like, the entire season be 24 hours.
Yeah.
And I think that would be more interesting, because I agree. What happens after the event and he becomes the president?
Is he now just president? He gets sworn in. Yeah. Okay.
So that's not my only thing. Like, that's okay. But the things that bothered me the most were, one, they took him straight to the White House. Would you think, after the Capitol building being blown up, why would he be just, like, hanging out in the White House? And not even in that bunker.
Like, yeah, they took him to the bunker.
They took him to the bunker, but then they took him back out, and he's just freely walking around the White House. And then at one point, he goes out on the lawn. And he's by himself.
He's with his wife.
Well, yeah, but no security.
And then she shoots him.
Or anything. So you would think, like, security would be a little higher.
Yeah, and there's another scene where, like, he walks and he's listening to his son and daughter have a conversation in their room. But I'm like, dude, everybody just blew up in the free world, and you are the guy. You're not going to be walking around like, oh, I'm going to eavesdrop on what my kids are talking about. My son's proud of me. And you're like, no, man.
That was the thing. Like, the other thing is the reaction of everyone else. He just walks into the White House and they're immediately like, all right, here's the protocol. Here's what you need to do. And everyone is fine. And they're standing around with folded arms, talking in hushed voices. And it's like, everyone blew up.
Those are called professionals.
Everyone, yeah. Well, I think part of it, too, well, I did like how they did that first opening, because he's, like, in the room, but, like, the way the camera was and even the sound sometimes, it would kind of, like you kind of experience as he's experiencing it. And so there's, like, these moments he's, like, you kind of see him, like, almost about to, like, pass out because it's just so overwhelming of what's happening. But I think, like, yeah, the level of, like, okay, we don't have time to mourn. Like, we have to figure out what happened. I think it's that, like, almost adrenaline, like, we've got to get through this type thing. Like, they, I mean, he walks in and they do a moment of silence or whatever. But, so this, it was MVT. I don't know what this website is. Oh, Variety. The review.
Wow.
Here's how their article. It says, it's annoying how good Designated Survivor is. Annoying because the topic is so ridiculously cheesy and the emotion so deliberately over the top, and yet the concept is immediately engrossing and the execution nearly seamless. So, I don't know about nearly seamless, but it was good. But, like, it builds because you're like, oh, there's probably going to be another attack. Nobody's taking claim of it. And then, like, he's immediately thrown into these tough situations. And so you're like, oh, I'm kind of like, I kind of like this guy, but he's got to, like, win me over. And so, I liked it. Are you going to keep watching it?
I'm going to keep watching it, but I don't know if I can separate him from Jack Bauer, because I'm like, is he not really going to do anything action-related? Like, is he only going to talk and make decisions? But
I need him to shoot his friends.
Well, my biggest problem every time I see Kiefer Sutherland in anything is I think he's a vampire. Every time. Lost Boys.
I think he's Jack Bauer.
Have you guys watched that before? Nope. 24? Oh, you guys.
Okay, but I liked it. Yeah, I'll keep with it for at least a few more episodes.
Yeah,
you guys dedicated.
All right, what's Jack Bauer, man? Okay, so the other
making the tough choices.
Jack Bauer is a terrible person.
Yeah, he is. That's why he's so good. All right, the other review or the other preview or pilot I saw was the new Lethal Weapon. Okay, once I saw the preview for this, I was like, I'm really excited about this. Because I went back and watched the movies on Netflix. I don't recommend them because there's a lot of swearing. But it's like, but the concept is a good concept. Because there's Damon Wayans' character, Martin Riggs, and, oh wait, is it Martell? I don't remember. No, Riggs, right? I don't know. So
just say Riggs.
No, it's Martell, yeah. And so the other guy is Riggs. So the concept is Riggs' wife has died, and like so he doesn't want to live anymore, but he feels like he can't kill himself, so he's like hoping to die in the line of duty, and so he like does crazy stuff, like hoping that it will kill him. And so then you have Murtaugh, who is a family man. He's got a wife and three kids, one little one, and he had just... It just had a heart attack, so like the whole time he's got this like pacemaker, or this not pacemaker, but his heartbeat watch, because he's not supposed to get above a certain thing. He's like, he's trying to like keep his adrenaline low, but he's like in these crazy situations. So what I did like is they kept the action way over the top. Like there's one part where there's like a car chase and they end up on the Grand Prix. Like this, there's like F1, oh, Formula One racing cars are driving by, and there's just like explosions, and it's over the top action. But then, like, their characters play off each other. So, well, it's like a good premise. Because one guy's like, I want to be safe and live. And the other guy's like, I'm crazy and I want to catch the bad guy.
Well, it's not like it wasn't untested. They made, what, four of them?
Yeah.
So it's not like they pulled this premise out of the blue.
Right. They know
the only thing I remember from Lethal Weapon was the long hair.
Mel Gibson.
Mel Gibson had, like, super long hair.
In the first one.
Yeah. I was like, just can't see Mel Gibson with hair that long.
So I really like this. The Verge gave it a terrible review, but TV Fanatic really liked it. IGN liked it. So I thought it was really, they did a good job of balancing humor and seriousness and like really his character. like they just did some. There were some like really good touching moments within all the action stuff. So I liked it.
How will it work as a TV show?
Yeah, that's what we'll see. Question. Yeah, I know.
Lethal Weapon was a movie, and movies tend to be pretty concise, 2 hours. Or,
yeah.
And TV shows, they tend to draw out things. How you'd be like, oh, there's a cliffhanger. Now you gotta wait for next week. Unless you're watching Netflix, you don't watch it at all.
So I think this will be more like a, like Bones or CSI or one of those shows where it's like a mystery of the week that they solve, and then there's some overarching, like, bad guys that will show up from time to time or some other stuff. So I think it'll be like that, just kind of a mystery of the week that they're solving type deal. That's at least what episode one was.
Mystery of the Weeks. Those are not my favorite. I get tired of those after a while.
I don't know if this is going to be that. But that's why you got your serial shows and your Mystery of the Week show. So you got your weekly and your
Let's talk about movies. The best pilot that came out.
Lost.
What?
No, we're going to talk about MacGyver.
Oh,
we are?
Yeah. No, none of us watched it.
Exactly. Because I just want to talk about how amazing the old one was, and that's why I didn't watch the new one.
I taped the new one, but I haven't watched it yet. So
you physically taped it? I used to tape when I was a kid.
Alright, are you excited about new MacGyver? Anybody?
I don't think anybody.
I never watched it.
Did we get it?
You never watched the old ones?
No.
Okay.
Oh!
You're missing out.
You gotta go. I think they're on Netflix.
They are.
Oh, man. Just go back. They're...
Relive the good old days.
Here's what I know about MacGyver. And I know that they probably ripped off stuff from other stuff. But I have watched numerous shows and movies, and I'm like, it took this from MacGyver. This is a plot from MacGyver. The ants in the movie that nobody likes to talk about, Indiana Jones 4. The whole ant thing.
I don't even remember that.
I don't remember
Indiana Jones 4.
Kingdom of the Crystal Skull or something weird. The ants, that was a MacGyver thing.
Yep.
There were several things from the Italian Job with Mark Wahlberg. That movie had the Mini Cooper chase.
Wasn't the Italian Job?
Wait,
was there a
Mini Cooper chase?
Mini Cooper chase from MacGyver. The lights, the grid where they change all the traffic lights, MacGyver. There was Lost, the scene with the
MacGyver.
Yeah, no, in Lost, there's like a scene with all this dynamite, and they like the way it plays out is exactly like an episode of MacGyver. You're like, this is everything is from MacGyver.
I mean, Speed 1 and Speed 2, basically MacGyver.
Probably.
I could see MacGyver being in Speed 1 and 2. I'd be like,
man, why are you mentioning 2?
You know what? I think MacGyver could have solved the problem in Speed in like 20 minutes. And
probably. He's like, oh, this is how we get the bus to stop without us blowing up.
I need a freeze ray and some duct tape. All right. So I'm excited to see what they do with MacGyver, because MacGyver was so good.
I think I might watch
it. It was
that
so
tonight.
Awful back in the day.
What are you talking about?
Like, it's so cheesy. It's cheesy, but like they did it so good. And then MacGyver, the original MacGyver, like he met Pete like 8 times. Like the first episode, is like, oh. And he gets introduced to Pete. And then the second episode, he's like, oh, yeah, me and Pete fought in the war together. And then the third time, he's like, I don't know, Pete. And like, it's like, wait. And then the first episode, he has like a giant house, and he's playing basketball with his like little brother from Big Brother, Big Sister. And then the second episode, he's like in an apartment and like on the beach. You know,
the first season, he's like a government spy. Or whatever.
Yeah.
And then they're like, you know what, that's too cool. And so he has to work for the Phoenix Foundation, which I have no idea what that is.
It's not
to
even
this
real.
Day. It's just like two words. You're like, what is the Phoenix Foundation doing? Well, MacGyver, he's a troubleshooter. That's what his job description. He's like, I'm a troubleshooter. And you never understood what the foundation did.
Yeah.
I just...
That's why it was so great. But that's what pilots are for. They like work out the kinks, and then the second or third episode you're like, okay, this is the character now, and this is how they are.
And
so,
then there's the whole he doesn't use guns, right?
Yeah.
Stole it from Batman, but okay. But in the opening, there was a scene where he clearly has an AK-47 and he's shooting it at some point. And I'm just like, what?
That was back in the old
days. Yeah, because pilots, like, they like show him like months in advance, and then they're like, okay, they'll pick up the show, and then they like they have tweaks
but
to
they
it.
But they have like
so.
This huge backstory of why he doesn't use guns too later, how he friend of his died.
Murdoch.
Yeah. And then Murdoch, the bad guy.
It's always a different
up.
Actor.
All right, go watch MacGyver, it's great.
No, it's
all right.
Not. Murdoch's the same guy.
All right.
They'd have different actors though.
What's happening tonight that everybody should watch? Oh, wait, well, this is going to be, like, by the time this airs, it'll be over, but today's Monday.
We're
recording,
I
recording on Monday.
You can watch it online, 100%, I guarantee you.
Yeah.
It.
If you didn't watch it, so you should watch the presidential debates. Adrian, you're going to watch the debates tonight?
Unless you can't vote.
I wasn't planning on it, but maybe.
Do you care about America?
Okay, time to peer pressure.
Holy cow.
There's
really?
Only, there's only one time in which you should use peer pressure to get people to vote.
Okay. Yes. So, yeah, the debates are tonight. The first one.
100 million people are going
to
watch it.
The only one that people are going to really pay attention to.
Between Hillary and Trump.
They just want to see what happens, and then this will set it. For the next two.
Yeah, so it's going to...
This is going to be nuts.
I'm excited.
For entertainment, not for running our country.
Actually, I'm excited that so many people are going to watch it for entertainment, because that at least that's more than not watching it at all. At least they might get some type of understanding. So
what if there's like a physical fight in the middle of it? Where Hillary just gets so mad and starts throwing something. Or she'll start coughing and Trump will make some comment and she's going to, like, go off.
You know what? That's how the future's going to be. It's going to be the octagon. It's going to be the presidential debate.
Her stunt double is probably going to be the one that's doing the whole debate.
Stunt double?
Hillary's stunt double.
I am 100% behind that.
Have you noticed how he wears a red tie or a blue tie and they're completely two different personalities tied to the ties? So there's two Trumps.
No.
Yeah. One that likes red and one that likes blue.
Which one's the more hostile one?
The red one, of course. The blue one is very nice. And they have two different phone preferences. One likes the iPhone, and the other one likes Android. Because if you go on their Twitter, you'll see how it says posted from iPhone, posted from Galaxy.
Man,
they have two different ones.
Trump and as a twin.
The one that is posted from the iPhone is, like, always nice. But the one that's from, like, the Galaxy is just mean all the time. And so it's like, they're two Trumps, guys. When will you wake up?
So there's a theory that Hillary has a stunt double?
You've not seen that?
No.
So there's a Hillary impersonator that has, like... It was from a long time ago, like, way early in her career.
Yeah.
But she quit her job to become a full-time impersonator and, like, work with Hillary. So
really?
They think that like a couple of weeks ago when she passed out and then they took her inside the apartment complex or whatever, her daughter's apartment complex, and then she like almost immediately came back out and was like, I'm fine, hey, but they wouldn't let anybody like near her, which she never has those rules.
So they think it was a stunt double?
They think it was a stunt double that came out and was like, I'm fine, guys.
That's a little bit more believable than two Trumps.
Yeah, because they look exactly
I don't know. Trump might figure out a way to clone himself.
Anyway,
he's worked
with
Gary Busey on that.
They're both.
Okay. So, yeah, so if you didn't get to see the debates, go read that. But they're going to be tonight, but we record on Monday and then I post on Tuesday. So, I'm going to have to tape in my small group tonight, but I'll definitely watch. Because, yeah, I mean, this is a big election because a lot of people don't like either candidate. And so it's like, oh, I'm kind of, like, stuck. And so I've got to know what these people believe. Because
even if you can't vote, I would suggest watching it anyway. It's never too early to get involved in politics. Because let me tell you, if you don't want to be involved in politics, the people who are, like, totally fine with that are the people who want to tell you what to do. Because politics, the government is politics, and the government tells you what to do. So.
Well, yeah, and it definitely, like, when we talk about worldview, I mean, politics shapes a lot of the worldview. I mean, you look at what happened...
Or vice versa, depending on...
Your worldview should shape your politics, because if you follow a Christian worldview, then you should vote your faith. And be like, okay, these people follow biblical principles, whether they're Christian or not. I want to support the biblical... I want to support truth, right? And so... But you get in these debates of...
But what happens when neither of them do?
Yeah, but...
And you vote for the person who does. Write someone in. If your state allows it. Some states don't allow write-ins.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
If you write it in, they'll just toss it out.
Yeah. All right, well...
So that's an actual vote that is actually wasted. The ones that don't allow write-ins and you write something in.
Oh, they have a space for it.
They don't. You have to write it like somewhere else.
So, all right, it's time for Florida Foible.
Oh, James's favorite part. It's the only reason why he shows up is for this.
James, you found this one this week.
Yeah.
Tell us about it.
Well, there was...
I was trying to go to the article and then like play the video.
So in Florida, some ladies getting gas. You know, that's what you do when you go to the gas station. And some guy in a Cadillac sneaks over to her VW and swipes her purse, and she runs around. He gets around his car. She jumps on the windshield. Yeah, gets her arm
this looks like
door.
An action movie.
And she he tries to close the door, and he's like cussing her out and stuff. He drives off. She falls off the door, like the side, and he runs over her foot, and he drives off.
And it's insane.
And then she died. No, okay,
her foot got run over, and now she's dead.
It's crazy, right?
Yeah. So,
how much was? I mean, it depends. If your life savings was in that purse, how hard would you fight to get your life savings?
To get your life savings back?
It's more like an adrenaline rush.
Action. Yeah, I think because she said that later. She's like, I was kind of like beside myself in what I was doing. So
she's like, I probably wouldn't have done it if I could do it again. She's like, I could have been shot.
Wait, is that a car chase?
I don't know, James. Whatever link you sent. That's what this is, the shopping center.
Nah, man. No.
James posted the wrong link.
And no, unsourced for the foibles.
Wait, no, you posted wounded shooting Houston shopping center.
No, I didn't.
You did. Oh, that's the link you posted.
Sorry,
so,
that is not funny at all.
That's not so. But
wrong link.
Okay, so you're saying if she has a lot of money in there, she's gonna fight for it.
If it's everything you got.
Which,
I mean, fight or flight.
If it's cash too, because cash has no insurance.
Okay, I want to hear from you guys. Let's start with Luke. What would you do if somebody came up and grabbed your wallet and ran off?
I'd just pull out my phone and cancel my cards.
What if they had your phone?
Okay, so if they grabbed all of my possessions.
Yeah, so you got your phone and wallet like sitting on the car as you're pumping your gas, and they run up and grab it, and they take off. You're at a gas station, right? So you can probably, if they're getting in a car.
I don't know.
You go stand in front of the car?
You can cash. Look, I have no cash in my wallet and my phone's.
And he has no money.
I have no cash in my.
Oh, you have a Windows phone, so who cares about your phone?
Exactly. And I'm up for an upgrade. I've been 5 years late on this upgrade. So what I'm trying to say is everything I have, I could just replace. It's not worth life savings. It's not worth chasing someone and getting my foot run over. And having a medical injury.
Yeah.
Well, it's her fault for putting her foot under the tire. I mean, come on.
I just don't have that much value. I could go inside, call the cops, and then cancel my card, and they wouldn't have much.
Adrian, what would you do?
If someone stole my purse?
Yeah.
She would go after
what, but what if you're in a place that you could probably catch them? So she's at a gas station, right? So
I don't know.
He's adding another layer that I didn't get.
Yeah, I said.
You're at a gas station.
I'm still too lazy.
I think in this situation, hopefully being pounded in my head that my life is not as important. No.
My life isn't as important as my money.
And thus she would run as fast as she could.
Losing my life isn't
because that's
worth it.
Yeah.
You know, kind of thing. But can I tell a quick story about my instincts kicking in?
Yes.
Okay, so one time at my house, I heard this blood-curdling scream, and outside.
Wait, your new house?
No.
Oh.
This is at our house
we grew up in.
And I happened to be, like, right by the front door, so I just opened the front door, and there were these two German shepherds chasing a little girl into her house. Like, she flung open the door, and they followed her in. So, my instincts kicked in, and I shot across the street, and I ran inside the house, and the dogs were, like, running, still chasing her, and I, like, grabbed them.
What?
Looking back on that, it was a terrible, terrible idea. Like, these dogs.
Have arms.
Two dogs, two German shepherds, they could have ripped me apart.
Now she does magic.
Now I do magic with my stump arms. Thankfully, these dogs were friendly, and they thought that they were just like playing chase with the girl, so they didn't have any.
So it wasn't so dangerous.
They didn't have any.
Well, she didn't know. The girl didn't know.
The girl did not know that these dogs were friendly. I did not know that these dogs were friendly.
Friendly dogs.
But I'm saying, like, I don't know exactly what would happen if I thought I could catch them.
Yeah, if you're like, oh, my instincts kick in.
Yeah, I might like.
Because it's annoying to, like, oh, I have to get new cards now, I have to get, like, cancel my phone, or I have to do this or that.
You don't have that time to think.
Right, you react. You said fight or flight. So am I gonna be like?
Mine's
because this lady, no, she She literally jumped on top of the windshield. I mean, it's what you see in the movie. She's like laying across the whole entire windshield. He goes to close the door. She sticks her arm, like her arm gets smashed in the door, and she's reaching in, punching him through the windshield.
She's like, really punching.
Awesome. She's like grabbing him.
She's like did a terrible job.
Yeah, because she practices this all the time. In the movies, it's like, oh, it's a choreographed scene. She's like hanging on. He like pulls, and she falls off and gets her foot run over. And I was like, dang, that woman, do not mess with her. Yeah.
Okay, but have you guys ever, like, you know, in scary movies when they hear, like, a crash in the other side of their house, and you're like, obviously, idiot.
Stay away from that side.
Yeah, you go out, you leave your house and call the cops, but they always go in to investigate.
Yeah, but, and it's like, and then a cat knocks something off.
No, like, like horror movies and stuff, it's like a bad guy or something.
No, it's a cat that's knocked it off, and they don't think anything about it, and then they turn around, and then they get stabbed.
Yeah.
See? And they're like, oh, my cat knocked it off.
So, but
that's why.
If you're in your house and you, like, hear noises, I still go and look.
Yeah.
And so, I'm thinking, I'm just as dumb as those people in the movies, but, so, I don't know, you, like, fight instead of flight.
Yeah. I thought you were going to tell us a story of how you ripped up your husband's house.
Which would be my own house?
Well, before you got married.
No, that was him. It was the.
I did it.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I don't know what happened, but I thought that's what you were going to say.
When the smoke alarm goes off, my instinct is definitely fight.
Hit everything. Wait, James, what was this clown?
Okay, so here, I'm gonna post this. It's sinister clowns are scaring people in multiple states. And we talked about this last night at my house because my brother's an officer. And so he's like, what if you're being followed at night by somebody dressed up like a sinister clown? Can you do anything about it? You know, that's scary. I mean, if you're a clown, I said, yeah, I'd defend myself. I feel threatened. So here, I'm going to post this link so you guys can look real fast.
Okay.
All
so, right, there it is. James, what would you do if somebody stole your stuff? Yeah. Oh, wait, James did get his stuff stolen. His camera. Oh, his car.
But it wasn't there.
But you weren't, like, right there when it happened.
Man, that would be tough. Like, dude, that's tough. Like, it depends. If they're, like, big scary, I'd be like, it's like a little old lady. I'm like, what are you doing? Okay,
I'm going to add a wrinkle into yours, James. All right, so say you're on a date, and the girl you're out with gets her purse stolen.
I'm like, signaling. Man, that stinks.
Yeah.
You know,
that wouldn't change it?
I am terrible. Yeah, no, I'd be like, man, you should have held on to that.
What if she goes after him? What if she goes after him?
I'm like, what are you doing?
You wouldn't run.
You could have died.
Wait, did this actually happen?
No, James gets in the car and pulls away.
It just felt a little specific.
No, I just wanted to know. I wanted to know.
So here's the deal.
I wonder if it would change if it was somebody else that you could help instead of your own stuff.
No, because of liability.
I'm like, sorry.
If it's not your
stuff.
Here's
the deal. So at Passion, my first Passion trip, we went to Atlanta, Georgia. And it's 40,000 tunes, and we're at. I don't know, what's the place?
It's called The Varsity.
Yes, The Varsity. Great cool place restaurant. To eat. And what's
Chili
her
Dogs.
Name? What was her name?
It doesn't matter.
One of our students has her phone, and she puts it down on a table, and some guy walks by, knocks it off, and he's picking it up, and she thinks he's going to give it back. He darts, and he runs out the door. I'm not really paying attention, and then I see two of our guys run out after him. I'm like, psh, yeah, eh. Oh, well.
Well,
it's gone. I'm like, I'm in Atlanta. It's dangerous. I don't want to die. One of them almost got
Atlanta.
Hit by a car. Another one got to a fence where the guy jumped over, and he tried to jump over, but he couldn't get over in time. And
wait,
the guy
got hit
away.
By a car?
He almost got hit by a car. You're running out in front. I'm not going to die for your phone. It was an iPhone, which I was like, even better. That's what you get.
Real quick, I'm not a lawyer, so this isn't legal advice, but there is possibility that if it's not your stuff, you could have some legal liability of false imprisonment.
Okay.
Have you ever heard the story about the store owners?
No.
Yeah, it's a thing. If it's not your stuff, and you, like, tackle someone and push them down, you could be sued.
Oh, probably. Here's what I would probably do. I'd probably find stuff to throw in his car. I'd be like,
wait, how much time do you have?
No. So
I'm gonna go buy.
Man,
I'm gonna
pull
off the gasoline nozzle.
That's why I always keep rocks in my pocket. So I'm just like start pelting rocks at the guy's car.
That is a lot.
Hot rocks.
No, because I probably wouldn't chase that. I would find the license number. I would like look at the car's license number. I take a picture of it.
This
guy's pulling out of a gas station. Like, you can't get away from a gas station very quick. Oh, yeah, he's got my phone. Like, let me borrow your phone real quick.
And then you can't remember anything.
Dude, steal my stuff. So, yeah, but and a lot of times it depends on, like, your worldview of, okay, my stuff is important because I've earned this. It's my stuff. Or what Adrian said.
It's my stuff.
Her life isn't as valuable as their stuff.
Yeah.
So, all right.
Man, that's why I didn't like the new Batman versus Superman. When they show Thomas Wayne, when he's getting robbed, he tries to attack the guy. But in the original, like the comics, he doesn't try to attack the guy at all, and he still gets shot. So that's why I didn't like the new one, because why? The guy has a gun. Why are you going to try to disarm him? Thomas Wayne has tons of money. Who cares about a wallet and some... So that's
I think he's doing it to protect his family. He's trying to disarm the guy, so
and then guess what? She died, and his wife died, and Bruce Wayne is now crazy. Mm. He wastes all his money trying to stop an alien that can't be stopped. Spoilers: Superman is invulnerable and never dies.
And he's an alien?
Oh, yeah, he's an alien.
I'm just kidding. Okay. So, James, you didn't post that article. I wanted to see that.
Did.
Oh, Sinister Clowns. Okay.
Yeah.
We'll maybe talk about that next week. All right. It's time for Goes the Culture. All right. James.
Sorry, I was looking at these clowns. I mean, these kids are getting...
We're going to talk about that next week.
We need to.
Is it the same clown? Or
crazy.
Is it...
I'm going to get up and dress up like a clown and walk around Evansville.
Right. People have reported me for...
I'd feel like I would get attacked or something, and I'm not a fighter.
I'm a lover. Okay.
No, not that either.
All right.
Anyway, so we went to a movie over the weekend, and we saw, not Sinister Seven, but Magnificent Seven.
Magnificent Seven. It was
which
Magnificent.
Which is a remake of Magnificent Seven, which is a remake of Seven Samurai.
Yeah, so this plot goes way back. So if you haven't seen any of those movies, we're probably going to spoil them for you.
But they don't change it up much.
Yeah, I mean, the basic premise is a bad guy comes into a town. He's taking over the town. He's a mean guy. He kills some people. Somebody was like, I need some help, but it's not our town people. They can't fight against him. So she goes
we're
out
farmers.
And tries to find somebody. And that person then gets other people, and then seven of them go back and fight the bad guys.
My favorite part of the movie is when they start robbing the rich to feed the poor.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was great.
It was a good part. The seven Robin Hoods. Okay.
That's
so,
essentially the Robin Hood Prince of Thieves.
It was Denzel Washington's first Western.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Number one at the box office. $35 million. I liked it.
I
enjoyed the movie.
It was pretty good.
You didn't see it. Adrian, what did you think?
I liked it.
Okay. What worldview did this push? So, wait, what is it? Do we have our...
Good fighting evil. It's very apparent.
Okay. What? Yeah, good fighting evil. But was it really
revenge.
That?
It was more a revenge story.
Yeah. For both of them.
Because...
Even at the end, you find out Denzel's a lot more connected
to
the bad guy.
Because these are bad guys anyway, though.
Yeah.
Like, the bad guys are fighting other bad guys. They're just less bad than the main bad guy.
Right.
Denzel's not a bad guy. He's a state
warrant
officer.
That's true.
That kills people.
Chris Pratt's not a bad guy. He's a gambler.
Yep.
Yeah, no, but...
yeah?
He didn't see it. He didn't get to talk about it.
What about the Confederate soldier? He's not a bad guy. He's just a shell shock. Confederate soldier.
Yeah, they're not good. So, I mean, the people are like bad people. They kill a lot of people and stuff.
People die every day in the West.
Yeah. Great statement, James.
That's
people
true.
Die every day.
That's
in the
why
West.
They call it the Wild West.
That was like Space is Hard.
Yeah.
You know who said that?
Elon Musk. I don't think so.
Okay. All right. So.
Said that.
All right, so what is this?
But he did blow up a rocket.
He blew up a rocket?
What?
What are we talking about?
I don't know.
Okay. Let's talk about Magnificent.
All right, what was your takeaways from it, Adrian? What was it pushing? Like, what were you like, in the end, you're like, okay, this is what this movie, what's the worldview that it kind of had?
Fight for your right.
To party!
Pretty much.
Adrian's all about.
I just thought, like, at the end, though, was it really worth it to do that?
Yeah.
Like, why didn't they all just pick up and move? That would have been a lot easier.
Because then they would always be taken advantage of.
No.
Spoiler alert. A lot of people die in this movie.
And their whole town gets destroyed.
So, yeah. So, here's what I, like...
Because it's the principle of the thing.
So this guy... Bogue, or whatever his name is, the main bad guy, says, oh, they're taking over, trying to take the town over, I'm gonna go back, and he, like, assembles an army, like, these people, there's, like, probably 200 of them, and they're, like, they're just, like, okay, we're gonna go, we'll fight for this guy, or whatever.
Yeah.
And then, like, but these are, like, probably normal, like, it's not, like, an actual army.
They're mercenaries.
Are they?
What? I mean, if you get 200
they
people,
they're mercenaries.
They're more likely to be mercenaries.
They work for a private, like, security organization.
Yeah.
They're the Pinkertons.
So they get, I mean, they just get destroyed.
The Pinkertons?
Everybody does. Well, everybody destroys.
That's like, in Star Wars, I was watching the Jedi, I'm like, man, they kill a lot of troopers.
Yeah.
And those troopers, if you watch the new one, are brainwashed into what they're doing, so they're not really there by choice. And,
right.
And so they're human beings, too. And it's always that, are these... Being. People, good people. I mean, they. I don't know what you're even getting at.
Well, yeah, but it's just the senseless killing of all these people, and they weren't necessarily. They were just told, hey, like these people are. I don't know what Bogue told them. Like it's just like, hey, these are some bad guys, and they're like trying to take over this town, and they're like, well, we'll go help you, and they don't realize, oh, I'm helping this bad guy, and they're like,
they don't care. They care about money.
They're mercenaries. They're Pinkertons.
You keep saying that term.
You never heard of the Pinkertons?
No.
Didn't you see at the beginning of the movie, his guys killed...
I know.
But not all 200.
Yeah, but then he went and hired new guys because they killed all those guys.
But that's,
all right, so the opening quote we said on the show, he made them murder my husband. This is the girl talking. He will take everything we have. And so Denzel says, so you seek revenge. And she says, I seek righteousness, but I'll take revenge. Your thoughts?
On that quote?
Yeah, like, I mean, was that... So, she's saying she seeks righteousness, but is she really? Because righteousness would want to see him become a follower of Jesus. And he, like, quotes scripture as a bad guy. They always do. They're like,
Yeah, that shows that the enemy, Satan, knows the word.
Yeah. That's a good thought.
I mean, it's true. So, do you know the word? Yeah. How do you respond?
And so... Yeah, but she's saying, I seek righteousness, but I'll take revenge. So it's more like, I don't really want him to change and become good. He's probably not going to, but she doesn't seek that from him.
Chisholm says, I want to talk to the guy, right? That's how he tries to approach it at first.
That is true.
And she's like, oh, he won't talk.
Yeah.
He's like, well, he will. He'll talk to me, or whatever. He'll get the message.
Yeah.
So at first he's almost diplomatic, but
reason he gets him to talk is that he goes and murders all his henchmen, right? It's like, oh, here, I'm going to kill all these guys, and then you'll talk. I'm making a lot of noise with candy wrappers, so if you hear that rustling.
How much candy do you need?
Okay, so I enjoyed the movie, but it was like... At the end, it was like a tragedy. I thought it was going to be more...
It is a tragedy.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the original Seven Samurai is...
Aren't Westerns tragedy. Mostly tragedies anyway?
No, you know what? Western is a real tragedy that Adam Sandler made for Netflix. Western. Oh, man.
What?
I watched 10 minutes of it. I was like, this is the worst.
No, it's Ridiculous 6. It's supposed to be...
Oh, it's awful.
It's supposed to be like a parody of Magnificent 7. And then you have The Hateful Eight, which is...
Not a parody.
Not a parody, but just uses something similar.
Yeah.
All I can say is that what I'm getting from what you're telling me is that
you look past the, oh, they're associated with the bad guy, therefore they're bad. You were like, well, maybe those people have lives. Maybe they're just, you know, at the wrong place at the wrong time. And they're like, this guy is right. And it's just one of those things that movies don't really try to address because it's too complicated.
Yeah.
It's too complicated to think about the henchmen or the cannon fodder to have be human beings, because then you're like, well, now I feel bad that all of them died. It's like when you're watching Star Wars again, I'm in a Star Wars mood, and you see all the stormtroopers die, and you realize they're not clones, they're human beings. And
they have masks on, so
exactly, they dehumanized them.
What are you going to say, Adrian?
I was going to say, I feel like the movie couldn't really decide what it wanted to be, because there was like this Western element where it's just like gunslinging and all these big, cool fight scenes. Yeah, but then
those guns.
There's like trying to do some character development, I guess, with like Denzel's backstory, but you only hear that at like the last 2 seconds of the movie. You don't know the motivations behind anyone else wanting to fight, really.
Chris Pratt wanted his horse.
I thought it was all about money.
It really was just like they're like these bored gunslingers that are like looking for a fight. I mean, it's kind of like, oh, we're good at this stuff. And so we're just swindling people or gambling or whatever. Chris Pratt's character was really good. He's great. I love Chris Pratt.
I think he's fine. He's
a new thing.
A same character.
And the guy that plays Wilson Fisk in Daredevil is in it. And he's pretty funny because he's got a high-pitched voice. Like, well, I don't think that I'm going to come with you. But I was like, I know that guy, and I don't like him, and I don't know why. And I was like the whole time, I'm like, who is that guy?
Because he has a big in Jurassic World.
Yeah, he was the raptor guy.
Yeah,
Fisk.
He was the raptor guy. He wanted to get the raptors as an army.
I think those are different characters.
No.
They're different characters, but it's
a different human.
Same dude.
It's the same guy.
So, but I was like, oh. I didn't recognize him in that. I don't know why. Maybe Jurassic World came out before the first Daredevil. I don't remember. But yeah, but I was like, this is crazy because that guy's so mean. And I don't know why, but I don't like him. Okay, and the second place movie this week was Storks.
Yeah, which you have something to say on that. Well, I didn't watch it. I didn't realize it was coming out.
I know.
I didn't know it was a movie until today.
So it's about storks delivering babies. But because we talk about Worldview, and this is from Plugged In, who's a Christian-based. They're from Focus on the Family. But it says this. It says, shortly before the credits, there's a montage of babies being delivered to couples of all kinds, including same-gender partners. It's a blink-and-you'll-miss-it moment, one so short that it might tempt us to minimize the worldview statement being affirmed there. But make no mistake, there is a worldview being delivered in that scene right along with those cute and cuddly babies. And even though it's very much in sync with where mainstream culture is these days, that message remains decidedly at odds with the biblical understanding of family as God designed it. And so, I mean, I've seen this more and more in animated movies. I think Paranorman has some stuff. The Box Trolls has some stuff. But the first Ice Age movie there's like two like weird rhinoceros hippo things or whatever that are like, it's like Carl and Steve or something. But they're like, and so this is becoming more and more standard for children's cartoons. There's even a children's show coming out about this. And it does. It pushes a worldview that's decidedly different than what the Bible says and all that. And and I was listening to a comedian this week. I try to find like good comedians on Netflix and I just can't. They're all so dirty or just awful. But I was listening to one and he was talking about this issue. And he was just like basically saying, why are people so at odds with this? Like, it's just, if they want to do it, let them do it. It doesn't harm anything. Like, and he was just making it like so absurd that if you opposed it, you sounded really stupid, like by the way that he presented it. But I'm like, and he's talking about the transgender issue and all these different things, but he has a little girl. I'm like, man, it would be a lot different if this, like, if there was something that was out there that was going to harm. And he would say, well, yeah, that's harmful towards her or whatever. If people wanted to start dating, you know, 5-year-olds or whatever, like it would be like if there's a 40-year-old, it's like, well, why can't we do that now? And I know that's like an extreme, like, okay, well, if this then this, it's a fallacy of thinking, but. Like, when it doesn't affect you, it's easier to say, like, oh, okay, yeah, let people do what they want. But then if it's something more that's like, oh, well, this would affect me, then I would have a problem with it. Like there's got to be a moral standard. He was basically saying, like, don't try to put your morals on me. Don't, like, all this stuff, because then if you do that, it's like you're discriminating against people, or you're not allowing freedom or whatever. And so he's like, I'm all for these things. But I'm like, yeah, but if it was something else... there was an issue that, like, did affect you in a way, I don't know that you would really be as for it as you are for this thing. That probably doesn't make any sense. But I would just look at it like more and more how, yeah, mainstream culture is going towards this, and it's in kids' movies now and all that. And so it's just an interesting, because there was like a big petition going around for the next Frozen movie to have Elsa, is it Elsa that's the Ice Queen or whatever? Like to be like, you know, same sex, have a same sex partner or something. And
oh my gosh.
They were like, there's a petition going online and they're like, we're not going to do that. And then the new Moana Disney movie, I've heard, doesn't have any romantic, there's no romance in it. So it's like, oh, that's a new twist. Disney's kind of growing up. So, bromance. All right. I don't know. Really, I feel like that's like a hard note to end on. But
kind of like a B flat.
A B flat. So, hey, go watch the presidential debates. Go back in time and watch them.
Even if you can't vote, it's never too early.
So, okay. Well, we'll end with this. Because since Chris Pratt was in Magnificent Seven, I've been watching Parks and Rec. And that show's like, he's really funny in that show.
He's amazing.
He's like, he's just a funny guy. I like Chris Pratt. Wait, we'll talk about his new movie. That's all in. Okay, there's a new preview for Passengers. And it's Jennifer Lawrence and Chris Pratt. And they're trapped. They're in space. And they're supposed to be like going somewhere in space. But they wake up 90 years early from their cryogenic sleep. And so now they got to figure out what they're supposed to do for 90 years. They're not going to make it. So go watch that trailer, Passengers. It's good.
Yeah, I can't wait to see what it's about.
I know. It's about Passengers. I got,
it's about two people who wake up in space 90 minutes early or 90
minutes? 90 minutes after they fell asleep.
I can't handle 90 minutes early.
Like, oh, what am I going to do for an hour and a half? So, all right.
World problems.
Thanks for tuning in to Podcast Viewfinder, episode 73. I'm Chris.
And I'm James.
I'm Luke.
I'm Adrian.
And we'll see you next time.
Thanks for tuning in to this week's Podcast Viewfinder. Just because we talk about a game, movie, book, show, or celebrity does not mean we endorse them or the product. So we want you to use discernment about what you take in. So look it up before you consume, and see you next time. Podcast Viewfinder.